But here's something that we can do all summer long, really all year long. Our Best of the Midwest today takes you to Tinley Park. Pat Carr is the village manager there, and Michael Glotz is the mayor of Tinley Park. Pat and Michael, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, John.
Pat, let's start with you. As the village manager, what is your role in tourism or travel to Tinley Park?
I think we're not going to be seeing the eclipse really that well from here, but maybe I'll sing Total Eclipse of the Heart when we get our new Harmony Square put together.
Yeah, I saw a little something about that. Tell us what Harmony Square is.
Yeah, Harmony Square is going to be such a great entertainment venue for not only the residents of Tinley Park, but for people in the area. It will comprise of an outdoor stage amphitheater setting with artificial turf for the viewing area, ice skating rink for the winter. We'll have bars and restaurants out there also, all enclosed in a nice little area of downtown.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with maybe the Chicago area so much, maybe you're listening to this outside and think, well, when I come into the city, maybe I'll center my activities around Tinley Park. You are a southwest suburb of Chicago. What's the nearest big road for you guys?
Nearest big road, of course, is I-80. You can hop on I-80 or hop on the Rock Island and get out here.
Yeah, right. And then this facility, is that brand new? It seems to me like you don't have an entertainment complex like that now?
Yeah, we do. We have the Credit One Amphitheater that's currently been in Tinley Park since the early 90s. But this is a brand new venue that will be centered in our downtown that will, again, revitalize our downtown area and give people an opportunity to come and listen to local bands and local music and different outdoor events that will happen there.
And Michael, I guess that's the challenge, but also the opportunity for cities and towns like yours is to keep the downtown vital, to give people a reason to go into Tinley Park.
Absolutely. I mean, with our abundant dining options that we have several outstanding independent restaurants that offer everything. I mean, from casual to fine dining. We have a host of bars. We have 5 breweries, actually, and there's something for everyone to enjoy. I mean, it depends what you're looking for. You can enjoy your delicious fan favorite out here meal of taco pizza from Ed and Joe's. You could stop at our new Banging Gavel, which is located in our historic Tinley Park Boat House that was actually built in 1872, and they've done a great job, renovating that. Or you could stop if you're looking for, a steak, a filet. You could stop at our Primal Cut Steakhouse, too, which is right there across from Harmony Square.
Primal Cut Steakhouse. And then what are the taverns or the brews? You said you have 5 places in town?
Yeah, we do. We have 5 breweries, and they're perfectly, set throughout town. They're not in one area. And in the downtown local area, for the bars right there by Harmony Square, we have Holstein's, we have Cousins, we have Bailey's, we have Durbin's that's coming back, we have T-Hands, Ed and Joe's too, you can go there as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of businesses right there in bars and restaurants. We have Isabella's, which is a great Italian restaurant. So all these businesses are surrounded right around Harmony Square, and everything's going to be walkable.
You know, Pat, when we have these conversations, a lot of times it's a place outside of Chicago, and then we ask questions like, where do I go hiking or biking or play golf? In general, what is the answer to those kinds of questions for Tinley Park?
You know, as far as golf, I mean, there's definitely, we have a golf course that's right down the road at Odyssey Country Club there. And, there's many parks that we have here in the village, and it's walkable in downtown, so there's a lot to do. And with this addition that'll come here in the next 12 to 18 months, it'll be more of a reason for people to come down there, take the train from downtown to get out of the city, and nice suburban environment.
I guess that's the pitch then, right? Are you thinking that you want to draw people from the Chicago area to Tinley, or do you want them to be coming from Iowa and Peoria and Indiana to Tinley Park? Where do you think your greatest growth or tourist opportunity is?
You know, we're open to all, but, you know, we want people to have the ease of travel to come out and see us. And having a great rail system in Metra, having ease of access from the roadways that you could get out to Tinley Park, that'll be the key areas that we'll be focusing on to get people to come out here.
Yeah, right. And then this new Harmony Square development, who's the financing behind that? Is it private money? Is it did you do a referendum? How are you paying for all of that?
That's a great question. It's a private public partnership type of situation. We've invested heavily in it. We use TIF funds, the tax increment financing mechanisms that we have that have been very successful with a lot of our development here in Tinley Park. So it's a little bit of both, and it's something that we have been saving for a long time. These plans have been in progress for almost 20 years. So it's finally come to fruition. Mayor Glatz and the board has finally been able to execute on a lot of these plans and concepts that we've had over the years, and we're all excited about it.
What are some of the activities this summer, Pat? What are some of the things that are happening now?
Some of the things for our regular programming, you know, we have every other weekend, we'll have our concerts in the park. We have our farmers markets on Saturdays. We have our car shows on Tuesdays. So some of those will still be going on as the construction begins, which it just did last week. So we'll have our regular programming that'll do that. And then we have our very large event over the 4th of July weekend, the Rib Fest, which will be 4 days, that'll bring over 30,000 people out to Tinley Park for great ribs, bands, and then our fireworks.
How do I do that, Rib Fest? Is that something I just show up and buy a ticket at the gate? How do you do that?
Just show up with a pocket full of cash and we'll take care of you.
What's the lodging like out there? You guys are right, though, that this is the sort of thing that you don't necessarily have to worry about lodging, because a lot of us could very easily get there in the Chicago Metro. We'll either drive or take some of the public transportation. But were I to stay there, maybe I'm a little further out. What's the lodging situation?
Yeah, we have 11 great. Go ahead, Mayor.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know who you wanted to talk on that. So, yeah, we're very blessed and lucky. We have 11 hotels that anyone could choose from, and we actually have 4 in the pipeline that are coming. And they're all literally in proximity of most of our bars, restaurants, attractions, you know, I-80. I mean, it's we're very blessed, especially that 4 more are wanting to come here.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Mr. Mayor, what's the reason for all of that? Are you a convention stop, too? Is this a place that a lot of people go to without having to bother with the hassle of downtown?
Yeah, and that's another great asset of the Village of Tinley Park that our former board mayor, Mayor Zabrocki, and all them built is the Tinley Park Convention Center. It has 70,000 square feet of event space. And you can host anything that you're looking for. If you're looking for corporate meetings, we do a lot of trade shows. We do a lot of weddings and any large special event that you can think of. And we're very blessed. This, as far as I can remember, Dan Fitzgerald runs the Tinley Park Convention Center, and that place would not run without him. He is the glue to the convention center. And we're very lucky to have Dan.
Yeah, that's good to know. Michael Glatz is the mayor of Tinley Park. Pat, anything else you want to make sure we know about Tinley Park before we let you guys go?
No, you know, Tinley Park's still open for business. We have a great event this weekend that's being put on by our Chamber of Commerce, the Bruin Vine, out at Odyssey Country Club Friday and Saturday night. So come on out and visit Tinley Park.
VisitTinleyPark.com is the website, too, to plan your visit. VisitTinleyPark.com. Pat Carr, Village Manager, and Mayor Michael Glatz. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.